Mikis Theodorakis. How's that?
Oh, sounds like good? A very good Greek
sound like
accent.
A good Greek. I grew up with the Greeks in South Melbourne. Anyway, that was Zorba's theme, a famous tune from the 60s, I think. Now, Yannis Karakassis is a master of wine from Greece. He's in Australia to give masterclasses on the diversity of Greek wines. And while in Adelaide recently, he chatted to our member and food writer for the Adelaide Advertiser, Diane Matson, about the evolution of Greek wine over recent years.
Hello, Yannis. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Diane.
Welcome. And so I understand this is your fourth time to Australia.
Yes, it is the fourth time. And this year we've added also Brisbane in our tour.
Okay.
Beyond the Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide.
All right. And you've been running masterclasses?
Yes, masterclasses in three cities. We do quite a lot of dinners, consumer dinners. We do a consumer show in Ophelia. Quite a lot of things happening.
So it's all to do with Greek wine. We're in Adelaide, so that's quite a brave thing to come and bring Greek wine to such a wine-centric state as South Australia. Can you tell us why that is?
We've seen, you mean only about Adelaide or in general?
Well, I'm from Adelaide, but in general, Australia is very proud of its own wine, so obviously they're very welcoming of the Greek wines of late.
Yes. So what we think is that Greek wine is ready for some markets that are educated, markets that we think are sophisticated, that can understand the diversity of the wine. You know, just a few decades ago, people were talking only about Bordeaux, Burgundy, or the Rhone. But now there is a talk about other regions or countries, with Greece being one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that as the level of education rises, consumers will be looking for new tastes and flavors. And we have this uniqueness and authenticity, and Greek wine can never be mainstream. So we're not looking... Yes, it's not like we are pop music, we are like jazz music. So people that have tried already French wine, have tried Italian wine, they can see Greek wine as an alternative, another proposal.
And obviously it's working, because I understand you've had quite a bump in sales, something to the tune of 20% in Australia.
Yes.
So is that for Greek wines in general, or are there some particular styles that are proving more popular in Australia?
The numbers is for the whole category. I think that without having official numbers, because it's not easy to break down into categories, I think that the classic varieties, Assyrtiko, Moschofilero, Xinomavro and Agiogitiko get the lion's share.
And so how would you compare some of those key wine styles to the wines that we might be more familiar with?
Yeah, I had that question before, to be honest. It's a fair question.
Yeah.
But Greek indigenous varieties are something else, something different. But I can make a comparison with Assyrtiko that resembles a lot in some elements with Riesling. For example, Assyrtiko has high acidity and minerality, which is the same situation with Riesling. Both age fantastically, but they're different in terms of aromas and in terms of body.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And I suppose in Greek terms, the climate is very similar, you know, Mediterranean-style climate, as we have in South Australia in particular. So are you finding that that's one of the reasons that Australians are liking the Greek wine?
It may be a reason, yes, because the climate is one of the major factors that influences the style of the wine. So we're trying to offer something that people will understand, but also something new as well.
And so are you going to be doing this every year from now on?
It is the plan. We are never sure about the next year, but the plan is to invest in Australia. And the work, we are optimistic so far about the work that has been done.
Okay.
And every year we try to integrate more activities and see what can we improve so we present a complete and better picture of Greek wine.
The Greek cuisine is very protein-driven, isn't it? So are most of these wines wine-friendly with the meats that we are used to having from Greece?
It is partly, it is protein-driven, but also It is driven by Mediterranean cuisine, which is fish, vegetables, where the whites can find some very nice pairs.
Okay.
And you have a lot of fish, a lot of langoustine, lobster, crab here that can go amazingly well, for example, with acetico, with Santorini.
That's the one that's similar to the Riesling, which that would be.
Yes.
Okay. And so there's this lemon juice, oregano, olive oil and salt seems to be just such a keen basis of foods in Greece.
Yes.
So this mix of acidity and oil would go well with the wine as well, or is there something starting where the wines are starting to be used in marinades as well?
Yes, wine is used in marinades. I mean, I cook sometimes in Greece. I use marinade with sometimes with chicken, sometimes with rooster. You can, or sometimes with rabbit or hare. Yes, wine is used also in Greece as a marinade. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's very much more of a family thing in Greece, isn't it, where the children learn to drink wine from early days? Is that the case?
We try to educate the young generation. And one of the things that is a major driving force for the image of Greek wine is this new generation of producers. Some of them with few thousand bottles that take wine to another level. You know, by stripping it off of some of the excesses of the past, you know, as you start, you are more enthusiastic. So you harvest riper grapes, you perform longer extractions, you use more oak. Now there is more emphasis on the quality of the grapes, and the aim is to express the individuality and purity of the variety.
Okay. What was the best thing on your trip to Australia this time?
For me, it's always the participation of the people in the masterclasses. When I can see the enthusiasm and the high level of acceptance for the wines, and I'm sure that the future for Greek wine seems bright. Mm. We will continue to invest in the vineyard and to well-design the marketing strategies. And as a last comment, I would like to say that Greek wine has moved forward from the dark ages of the past, you know, and the reputation of the cheap, bad retina, rocket fuel, and now it's delivering terroir-focused, handcrafted wines, which are very well priced for the caliber.
Well, that's very good news, and I also understand that in some restaurants around Australia, it's available by the glass so that people can actually have a try before they invest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's excellent. Well, it's very nice talking to Yiannis. We hope you enjoy the rest of your stay and that we might be able to talk to you again next year.
Thank you, Diane. Lovely. My pleasure.
That was Yiannis Kyriakassis, a master of wine from Greece, with Diane Matson in Adelaide.